Dr. Nandipa Magudamana has filed an application for leave to appeal that Bloemfontein High Court ruling. Remember, she had gone to the High Court in Bloem, arguing that her arrest was illegal, her arrest in Tanzania. She had argued that, in fact, it was an extradition and not a deportation. Mpumelelo Zikalala, legal expert, joining us now. Mpumelelo, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. One of the key findings by the court here was around consent, that Dr. Nandipa Magudamana had consented. She wants to come home to her children. What grounds does she have here for an appeal?
Good afternoon, Mindy, and also to the listeners. She's basically saying, you know, court, you made a mistake in terms of the law and also on the facts. Firstly, in law, I can't consent to someone breaking the law. I can't consent to my rights being infringed. And in what you have declared as the consent, in fact, it's not consent. I should have been told that what I'm engaging in is now an often accepted type of processes in which if I consent to this type of injustice, then I agree to the jurisdiction and then be moved from Tanzania to South Africa. I'm now agreeing to an extradition process which is unlawful. And I'm saying I don't mind that I was brought into South Africa in an incorrect manner. And then they are moving on to a definition which is in the Constitution that says whenever a court is declaring any law or conduct unlawful, it must. So they are saying we don't have any discretionary powers, even the power to say that we are going to deem those things to be okay. It says that you must declare it as being unlawful or suspend the invalidity that is there or offer a remedy that ought to be followed. Now, in this case, the court did not do either of the three, and instead it told that it came to the conclusion of saying that due to your tacit consent, you're wanting to come back to your kids, you're actually agreeing to the extradition which was unlawful on that basis. That's what they are saying. It can't be that this judgment is correct. And also on the court order, they're then saying if I'm on the correct side in terms of my rights and also I don't agree with the consent part, then why am I paying the cost of this application when I was doing all this in a bona fide way of thinking that I'm defending my rights?
Mpumelelo, thank you very much as always. Mpumelelo Zikalala, legal analyst, unpacking that decision by Dr. Nandipa Magudamana to appeal that High Court decision.